and also I'm a farmer in Holmes County, Florida. I grow peanuts, cotton, and corn in a 50-50 partnership with my son, and we support the peanut provisions in the Farm Bill. I planted my first crop in 1980, and peanuts have always been a mainstay on my farm. I don't plant peanuts just for the peanut program. My planting decisions are based on market prices and crop rotational needs on my farm. Peanut acreage has been going up in the U.S. and around the world because of increased demand. In fact, the demand for peanuts in the U.S. and the world actually exceeds the supply right now. Peanuts have seen a continued per capita consumer growth for years, jumping from 6.4 pounds to 7.4 pounds per capita use over the past 4 years, according to USDA. The current market price being offered for the 2017 peanut crop also confirms that the reference price in the peanut program does not dictate planting decisions. With increased demand and consumption worldwide, economists predict there will be no forfeitures for the 2017 crop, which means there will be no PLC payment and no cost to the government. Since the reference price is set for a 5-year period by the Farm Bill system, which the system promotes stability during both times of prosperity and of the economic downturn, it gives me confidence that I will be able to pass my farm down to my children and grandchildren one day.